Okay. Management report is the next thing on the agenda. Barbara?
Okay. First of all, I sent out an invitation for a field trip to the board members following this meeting because I feel like that you guys could better make decisions seeing it on the ground and understanding exactly what we're talking about, and especially since the budget's coming up next month. For instance, I want you to see the generator, I want you to see the vault, I want you to see the reservoir, I want you to see the time, I want you to see some of the cabinets and some of the plans that I got in the rent house and stuff like that. So a lot of what I want to say in the manager is what can be said tonight in the field trip, this afternoon in the field trip. I still have some of you guys from the field to be able to make the field trip this afternoon.
What time?
Well, it depends on how long this meeting goes.
That's how long it's going to be. It depends on how long
this meeting
is going to go, whether we can go or not.
Hopefully, we can push this meeting through fast enough that Taylor's got a student here and we can quickly, you guys can quickly divide and then we can run.
Can we do the field trip in an hour?
Well, we got to run up to the Red Reservoir, so I'm thinking an hour and a half, Matt, if we can just get ourselves together and going. My concern is that I have a 10 or 12 people rib dinner to cook this evening for the auction. I got to cook that dinner this evening, and I have to have that ready to go by 5 o'clock, so I don't have a lot of time yet. So just so you're aware, Candy, we need to move as fast as we can here. But anyway, most of my management are stuff is going to be showed to you and talked to you about at that time. However, I do have a couple things that I want to report, and one of those is regarding Donna Owens from the Forest Service and Evan Rochelle. They asked, of course, what the results of our vote was, and I told them, and they are, of course, discouraged over that. And there's a cattle guard on the forest road that goes from the lot 7475 area into the forest on the Crawford Canyon area. And that cattle guard right there is sitting there, has been sitting there for years, and very, very seldom used. And those cattle are I'm talking about.
Okay, again, where it is?
7475.
Okay, yeah.
Crawford Canyon,
yeah.
Right there on the by the spring. Okay, there's a cattle guard that belongs to the Forest Service right there. So, in driving around, I thought, I'm going to ask Donna if we can take that cattle guard and move it over to Meadow Canyon or to Pipeline. And so I did. She replied to me in following. Hi, Barbara. Yes, we have been discussing some management options for the Meadow Canyon Road, Pipeline Road, and your request to move the cattle guard. As you can probably understand, I have concerns about making any improvements to the Meadow Canyon Road that encourage access to private land from the National Forest. The no trespassing message is very clear to the forest user, and I'm reluctant to encourage travel onto the Deer Springs Ranch when it is clearly displayed to the forest visitor that they are trespassing onto private property and face criminal charges if they use the road. If we place a cattle guard at the Meadow Canyon Road, I assume the gate would be removed. Will the public still be trespassing if they pass over the cattle guard onto the Deer Springs Ranch? If so, then I am not willing to encourage the trespassing by making it easier for the public to cross the property line with the cattle guard. The ranch will need to apply for an easement for the pipeline road. If a cattle guard is desired, we can work that into the easement. The cattle guard on Lower Crawford should remain in place. We have access to additional cattle guards that we would be willing to place on Meadow Canyon Road if the trespass issue could be resolved. We would also make one available for the pipeline road once we receive an application and grant an easement for that portion of road on the National Forest. Let me know how we can work around the trespass issue and if you would like an application for an easement.
So there's a lot of...
We're back to square one.
That easement would have been granted if had we made the exception
for
Meadow Canyon Road. And cattle guard also, huh?
And now that it hasn't passed, is there some way that we can go ahead and say that is there something that we want to consider to do that we can go ahead and get cattle guards up there?
If the road turns to the east right there just north of the proposed cattle guard and goes across the north boundary of the private and hit the lower Podunk Road to go southeast to the county road through lot one, they may be discouraged from Meadow Canyon.
Well, I'm not considering Meadow Canyon Vale as giving it to the county or anything. That's not an issue here. Because that's been voted down at this point. And, that's a completely different issue. What I'm talking about here is, are we willing to figure out some way that we can ease the Forest Service's anxiety over the no trespassing issue by putting the cattle guard in there? They don't want to be party to that. I desperately need a cattle guard at the forest gate. I desperately need a cattle guard over a pipeline. I mean, any of you guys that were up there in this year saw how many times that gate was left open, saw the dang problems we had with the cows, back and forth. You know, we're going to get a huge fine from them, is what's going to happen. They were very lenient this year. 2 years ago, they gave me some warning. This year, they didn't say a word to us, and I know why. They thought we were going to give them Meadow Canyon, you know. And because we didn't, now they're going to be back on the horn.
One resolution would be for us to go ahead and put our own cattle guards in there to control our cows.
Exactly.
What kind of price are we looking at?
$3,000 at least for cattle guards.
Commercial.
You have to have the heavy duty ones.
Well, what about the ones that I know Vance had made in the past? He was on the ranch by himself, and he welded those. Was that something that?
But the price of metal right now is you're talking more than that.
Well, 1,000 versus 3,000 is a $2,000 difference.
Yeah.
If you can get someone to weld it.
$3,000 price tag is to get a cattle guard, the installation.
You've got to buy the big cement blocks that go in it. You've got to dig the hole. You've got to put those cement or railroad ties down in there. Then you've got to set the thing. $3,000 is set in the ground. But the problem is that you've got to have a cattle guard that can handle a Merigas truck. You know, you can't just put a lightweight cattle guard in there. And we can get a cheaper cattle guard, but we're trouble by doing it.
Well, I guess on that Mark Road, though, if that's one of those, we could actually just put in just a 10-footer.
You mean into the Forest Service?
Going into the Forest Service.
Yeah. The other one, I mean, Merigas is going to go over that one.
Well, so you just put in an ATV cattle guard.
We voted on it, right?
Just keep the cows out, right?
That's when they make comments you need to cow on. These people?
Yeah.
I was talking to Dale. Okay, Larry?
Well, it sounds like we need to budget a cattle guard in our next budget for that area there. The other question that seems is we need to apply for an easement for pipeline?
Yeah, we can try again. We've already applied once.
And they turned us down?
Well, the reason they turned us down, I think, is because we haven't been too congenial with them.
Cooperative, yeah.
That was about 5 years ago, wasn't it, Dale, when we applied for it?
And did they have a reason for turning us down?
Do we have any paperwork on that as to the reason?
I don't have anything hard to report about it. And I could probably enlighten us as a reason I don't
know. So I'm understanding that two things. We need possibly to apply for another easement for the pipeline area. And number
at that time, Donna was not involved with it.
Okay, and number two, possibly put within the budget a need for a cattle guard.
One or two?
Well, we could use four cattle guards right now. We could use cattle guard right out here, cattle guard on the distance, cattle guard on the north end, and then cattle guard on
pipeline.
Let's make a motion first. Well, let's I would rather try to see what it is that we're talking about that we might need and then make a motion to decide what we
well we
can. It depends on the time of the year to answer your question, Bill. This time of year, my priority is right out here. In the early year and in the summertime when all the cows are up there, my priority is on that end. You know, it's just a hard deal. And then when we're trying to keep them up there and not drifting down, then the drift end is the priority because that's where the gate is set and everybody's dealing with the drift end.
And because of the treasury, because of no money, we have to decide where we're going to put it in and how much we have in the budget before we can actually decide whether we can afford to do one or four.
Well, my sense given the budget was we weren't doing any of them this year.
Not this year.
So what we're talking about is next spring.
If that's our decision, that we're not going to allow the Forest Service to put this money into it, that we're going to put our own in.
Well, the concern that I have is I don't see how you can address the trespass issue without granting an access easement.
Correct.
And as soon as we do that, we've made it a public road.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get $200,000 county funding.
But that's what the membership said they didn't want.
Yeah, I'm not sure they know. They'll put cattle guards in place.
Benny? Jordan, you had a comment?
No, this metal road up here, I cannot see why we can't open it up to the public and let the government maintain all the roads. They'll pay for all these cattle guards and everything, and not us.
Well, that's like two votes, Benny.
In the election, we lost it by 2 votes.
But we get two people to change their mind. We could go back and redo that.
Well, the important letter from the county was not made available to the membership. I think if the membership saw the county letter that they proposed, that there'd be more than 2 votes.
More than 2 votes against?
No.
For it. Oh, yeah, I think there'd be many more for it.
Yeah, let's redo the thing, man.
We're getting off on different issues. I'd like to make a motion that we budget for two cattle guards this year and two cattle guards the following year into our next year's budget.
Meaning 2005 and 2006?
2006, 2007. Two cattle guards, one in the Forest Service and one at Pipeline, and that we apply for any reapply here. And that we include that in our 2006 budget.
I'm sorry, where did you want the ones in 2006 placed?
Forest Service and Pipeline, you said, correct?
Uh-huh. That's where we stand to be fined.
Which are both Forest Service boundary lines.
Okay, motion.
Is there a second? I'm sorry.
Is there a second?
I didn't hear one.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor and seconded that we put in the 2006-2007 budget money for cattle guards. Two each, Forest Service and Pipeline
in 2006.
In 2006 and then 2007.
I think you ought to have a revote, though. Maybe I'm out of line, but I think you ought to have a revote. If there's only two people out of all the organization that's against it,
We can address in a minute. There is a motion on the floor.
The motion on the floor, I think that there may be more important things. If we are, in fact, way overspent this year, next year is going to be even worse, that the a vote to put things in the budget today without concerning the whole budget is not good planning.
Hear, hear. Okay.
I think we're ready for the question.
I think it probably does make sense for us to take an overall look. I don't have the sense, Barbara, maybe I'm wrong in this, that there's a real urgency on these issues. They need to be done. They need to be done soon, but whether we wait and do it now or do it part of the budget process, is the world going to be different?
Well, you know what, and I agree. My whole reason in bringing this up is that I've drummed this piece around, but I just understand we don't have money. Obviously, Dale just pointed out, we don't have the money in our budget to do this. And these guys are offering to do it if we would just give them a little bit. And I know that you guys don't want to give them an opinion, and I'm not. But anyway, here's a sign. Here's a copy of a sign that Milo Medley has sent to us, and you sent me several of them. These are all over the place in the state of Utah, and it's not a very good one because my paper was Demiro. But it says Indian private property on both sides of county road for the next 2.5 miles, and they got arrows here for more information. You know, and he gave a phone number, and they have another to enter in private property. They have these all over, and he swears by them. Steve Dalton swears by them. They say they work very well. Now, I know I've already said this in the annual meeting. We already went through our discussion on wherever Brent is. You know, he's already said that, you know, they don't know that it's going to work. Maybe it won't work. But my point is, these people are driving down through here. The hunting season's been going on. I've been up there getting people off of our property all the last week or two, you know. The people are driving right through our property. You know,
Are we still on my motion?
We're still on the motion, but that's another thing.
And don't we have $30,000 in the capital improvement account, and wouldn't this be a capital improvement?
Question on the motion?
I think the capital improvement money has already been spent.
Okay.
So. I mean, I thought we didn't have it spent yet.
It has been spent.
And we got $30,000, so why are you saying we don't have any money?
We have a $35,000 deficit.
We haven't even got past that yet.
Question.
I think that means you've got to vote on that.
Call for a vote.
All those in favor of the motion. Do I just restate the motion?
Let me see if I can do it. The motion had three parts. To budget two cattle guards in 2006, one on the Forest service, one in pipeline, to budget two cattle guards in 2007, and to apply for an easement in Pipeline Canyon.
That ought to be corrected to say the one in pipeline is on the forest. It's the boundary on the forest.
Where's that one exactly going to be? The one's going to be where the iron gate is, right?
Yes.
By Red Reservoir.
Where's the Red Reservoir one going to be?
Right where the gate is now.
When you go to that second that gate. Yeah. Okay.
That's the forest boundary.
So that'll only be about 200 yards apart then.
Yeah.
Quarter mile.
We voted aye. Now vote.
Okay. No, we haven't voted at all.
No, we haven't voted yet. All right. Okay. I'll call for the vote.
Okay.
All those in favor of the motion? Show of hands?
Two.
All those opposed? It did fail.
That's correct. 5-2.
Okay. All right.
Quick suggestion. I think Phil's intent was to make sure that this item doesn't get lost. And so it might be appropriate to make a motion to make that an item of consideration during the budget process.
I think that's still premature.
Discussing
it?
I don't think we're going to forget the cattle guard.
I believe that being the first meeting after the annual meeting and looking at the monies that we have available, trying to put the budget together, I think that is a very strong consideration of the needs, and we are to look at those needs, but to specifically state that that's what we're going to do, I personally have a problem with that idea. But it is something that I believe that we need to address in the near future
in our budget meeting. Yes.
I think all she's saying and what I would say or add is that this, if we have a sub-agenda when we do discuss the budget, that this be included as an item for consideration.
On my management report, I'm going to clarify it in here that I'm going to reply back to Don Owens that we appreciate the offer, but we cannot do it, and that we'll have to get the cattle guard issue. As far as an easement, do you want to apply for an easement on the pipeline?
So move.
Second, please. Any discussion? All those in favor of applying to Donna Owens for an easement at this particular time? All those in favor?
Aye.
Raise your hand. Five. Those opposed? Two.
I think it's premature.
So noted.
Okay, so then I have instructions to apply for an easement.
Do we want, I apologize for, I understand why Val thinks it's premature. We've been turned down before because they feel we're uncooperative. And what have we done or changed or done anything different other than we're just coming back asking again? Is there anything we can
sweeten it up with?
Discuss, offer?
Are we hoping that this is a different person that might be more amenable to? That's our only hope.
I kind of agree with Larry. We ask, and we won't give one stinking little tiny inch.
Yeah. And she's, it is a different person, and I think she's a little more friendly of in sorts, but she's already sent us a letter basically saying,
no.
You guys.
And I have really, really worked hard the last 3 years to stay on the good side of the Forest Service and to stay on the good side of the county and to be cooperative with them. And then we just shut them down in the face, slap them in the face. And I'm embarrassed to go to her and tell her.
Was it a slap in the face? Was she aware of the vote count? If the vote count was close, it's not a slap. It needs to send a system divided. And it's very, very close.
Just a question I've got. How much is a fine going to be? If you decide that you're going to fine us.
Depends on how much they want to fine us. I really people can't remember. They gave me a number and I can't remember what it was. I saw that letter a few years ago.
My question is, when are we going to have, and I know we're kind of out of right now, but if we're premature on how much money we have in the budget to allot certain areas that we could say to her, we're in the process of doing this. We are asking for an easement. We're working with you. Will you work with us? My question is, when will the budget meeting come about so we have that availability to say
next month?
It's got to be today or next month.
So exactly.
Next month.
So if in reporting to her, does it have to be number one immediate? Number two, could we have a budget meeting to be able to put this together? And
what am I going to tell her, though? I mean, what's the budget meeting got to do?
If there's any money available, if we're willing to spend some of the capital improvement.
That won't have anything to do with her.
That doesn't have anything to do with her.
Anything to do with
but that is with us and our response to her.
We'll
that we'll put in a cattle guard.
Yeah, but that just opens the door and says, okay, we're going to put the cattle guard in ourselves, and she's going to go, and we're going to, and now we still, now we have to come back and stop the public from going across there.
In other words,
so
you don't want to.
So we're just rubbing it in her nose in it.
It's going to be a bigger no.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be not only no, it's going to be.
So in
no.
other words, you don't feel that a letter requesting an easement in that particular area would benefit us in any way.
Why can't you allow people to use that road up and let them maintain all the stuff?
That's what we're saying. We have to get more people educated on this thing for the purpose of what the cost is really to us.
Yeah, they have to maintain that road, and they'll maintain that road if you let them be a public road. I can't see any reason not.
You know, I don't know a whole lot about this, but if we do grant them an easement up there, or they grant us or whatever, we allow them to take care of that road.
Well, work with
what
the
sort of regulations are they going to bring to us? Because
huh?
Now they've got a part of that road. What sort of regulations are they going to give us?
Well, that's what they were trying to say. That's,
right.
That's what the signs and
you know,
stuff are they
yeah.
talking
I guess,
about.
You know what, I'll do what you guys have just voted on. I will talk to Donna. I will tell her the best and the most passable way I can. I will mention to her, whatever. I just do whatever. And I will apply for the easement. We'll go with it. That's already been voted on. It's already a decision. We have no more decision.
When do you think they would act on the easement? When do we need it?
Well, the thing is, we've got it. I mean, we can drive across that. You know what section we're talking about. From
yeah.
that gate right there by the Red Reservoir, Dan Orlani, right there where the pipeline trail goes up the canyon.
We need yeah. the easement so that we can maintain it.
Technically speaking, they've allowed us to grade it, but we don't really have the right to, but they have not done anything about it. What we cannot do is put any gravel on that. That
over.
Is the, we can't put any culverts, we can't put any drainage.
That's
that
your
is the
five.
Biggest bog hole ever when it gets wet. That's a clay strip, as you guys well know.
Yep.
Okay, so we can't put gravel on there. We can't do anything on that until we get an official easement. But for now, they have turned the other cheek and allowed us to grade it.
That's a Title V, and that's exactly the problem with doing the Title V, because they only have the power to do it. We don't. And we will be fined if we do that.
But they haven't done
no,
that to
but
yet. But they now we
to
take them off.
That's the BLM.
Done our nose out
no,
of they'll find us.
This is a Forest Service. It's not Title V up there. This whole
section. No. Okay. They can't lock us off, though. Okay.
Well, my thought was hold off asking for an easement until just before we need it.
Well, we need it now. I mean, I would like to be able to put a little gravel across there. We're,
this winter?
Okay. Well, I want to put a culvert in right now there. That drainage that comes down right by Dan's there, you know, that real bad one that comes out of the wash right there. In fact, it's a huge hole in the frame, you know. It's not a whole lot crazy. And
so you plan to do that this winter?
We could do it.
We were going to do it next week.
Okay. Then I think we probably need to
make a motion.
Ask him. No, it's all done.
Well, we already have the. This was already.
I know, but make a motion that we don't do it until we just need it.
Well,
we need it.
She needs
it. Already,
that's what she said. She's
going
to do it next week.
Okay.
She'll have to hurry to get her easy.
Well,
anything more on your management report?
Over.
No, I'll talk about it later.
Okay. Financial report.
Unless anybody has a question. No,
one question.
Yes,
I understand you have a new on-site manager person here at the ranch. I thought we had another, you know,
oh, we have another one, I guess.
Worker helper.
Did you want to?
I may work for you.
I missed out on that, Larry. What
is the status of the on-site management?
Taylor and I and my children have been spending a lot of time up here, as well as Grant, of course. Been spending a lot of time here. And we've got a lot accomplished, a lot accomplished. I am very happy to report that we have done a major amount of maintenance, little maintenance problems that have been leaking, faucets that have been leaking, I mean, sinks that have been leaking, electrical problems, things that have been done, that should have been done years ago, that have been just harping at me, and now that I've had control enough to get in here, taking the horns by the reins, Rhett and I have done a lot. We've accomplished a lot. Taylor been up to about every weekend. My son spent about 30 hours so far on the grate, on the tractor, mowing the brush up around. You'll see about 142, 141, 143 along the bottom of Larry Bear's over there, you know. Over there, the bottom below Half Moon. It's all mowed. We mowed up around the Red Reservoir on that north end of the Red Reservoir. Started the northwest end of the Red Reservoir. Started on mowing up there until the blade broke. We mowed for Dan Orlani, because that's a damn thing for that one. We started over in Broad Hollow. Anyway, to make a long story short, we've been doing a lot of the things that we really wanted to do that we feel like we the ranch community and community just wanted, and cleaning up and fixing up. Things that haven't really cost a lot of money, just to get the Lego beef, you know. We've got that fence down up here, Dale, that we've been wanting to put up, you know, to stop the cow, animals are going over there. Temporary fence, but, you know, that's all I asked for, the temporary fence, to get the dang thing stopped from coming around here. And, the main thing we haven't done yet is we haven't organized our tool shed, but we're getting there. We've got a lot of work done in here. The Northeast had quite a few projects started in the ranch house. They, you know, there was, the windows were torn out halfway, the bathroom was stuck halfway, the door was halfway there and halfway wasn't. Several other projects were halfway done, and we tried to finish a lot of those. Put things set together. We fixed the stuff again first. Anyway, we fixed the septic system. That was a big, real big one. Taylor and Brent saved the ranch probably $300-$400 by pumping it themselves.
With a shovel.
I tell you what, we all did time for that one. Let me tell you.
Good tomatoes. Huh?
Yeah. And tell us what you thought about this. She's also saved the ranch by about $400. Thereby doing the laundry herself.
I went to, I've been going to Kanab and spending, I went and got the quarters from Coleman, so you'll see it on there, laundry $20 instead of $400, you know, and it's all quarters. And then I went to Honey's and bought the soap, and I stayed there, and I did 22 loads one day and 12 the next, and, you know, next week I mean it. You know, and so I've done my laundry. The first week that I was up here, I found 12 baskets of laundry, dirty laundry in the thing over here, and so I took them down, and that ended up being 22 loads of laundry. And those were not small loads. I pushed those washing machines from that. But, anyway, and that saved us because it cost us that day, it cost us $60 for me to do all of that laundry that day, and if we would have them done it at 30 cents a pound, it would have cost us $400-something. So, and then I've done that two other times since. So that has saved us a lot of money, and I've been able to do that. I've been able to do the horse riding. We've been able to do our assistant here. And granted, we spend a lot of hours, and we've worked really hard, but it's feasible, it's possible, and a person can do it, you know?
What I'd like you to do is, would you, on a regular basis, write down all the things that you and your family and Brent have done, cabins, the extra road, whatever is being done, septic tank, and I'd like to keep it ongoing so that when we look at our cabin committee, you know, what else needs to be done? Well, these things are done. The faucets are not leaking anymore. Kind of put something together.
Yeah, Kim Lynn has that. Actually, yeah, don't we have a pretty good detailed list of what we needed when they were there in April. And then whenever I was speaking to them, you know, before, we say, this is the things that we've done this year and stuff. And stuff is working on there, but we know.
I mean, I would like to have, you know, the things that you're doing as the on-site ranch managers and the managers. You know, those are some of the comments that we've heard in the past. The cabins aren't quite up to date and this and that. Well, if we know that these are the things you're taking care of, they can come back to us and say, well, they're not done. Well, yes, they have been done.
And, you know, there's always going to be something that's not done.
Well, I think we should know all the things and how it's going, even maybe having a cabin report from Ken Lynch or something. On a regular basis, so we know what else needs to be done. Looking at the budget again, where is it going? What do we need?
Dave Turley has been so generous with me. He's a professional roofer, and Kevin had started this side of the garden cabin. Dave has finished, him and his son finished the other side of the garden cabin and fixed up this side of a few things yesterday, and he's currently right up there. You hear some banging. He's up there on 7 and 8, 6 and 10 minutes, and he's going to go up and fix the 10 and 2 on number 1.
Okay.
You know, I've had an enormous amount of help, and I tell you guys this in every meeting, and I get very emotional when I talk about it. But our members are great. Larry Murphy spent very many hours up here. Larry and Brent spent some time. I'm going to show you in the generator room, putting the walls around the transformer that should have been done how many years ago. You know, it's so frustrating, things like that. Been asked and asked and asked and hadn't happened. And these guys come up here and they donate their time and they did it, you know. Larry's done that electrical. Brent's done tons more than what he's gotten paid for. He's making about $1 an hour, you know, by the time he comes down here.
You see, the more you think, the more you think, the more the things have been done, the more the people that are helping, these are the things we need to keep track of. Who's working, who's doing what.
And another thing I need to mention is that Vance Green has been extremely good. That little tape recorder you guys are looking at right there on the table, Vance bought that. That special microphone, he's the one that put the annual meetings he went through and screened out as much of stuff and sent it to Melinda and she put it on the website, you know. Vance has done a lot of his own time, his own money in helping us do this kind of stuff. I mean, Kim Lent's done stuff. I mean, there is a lot of people that have done a lot of stuff around. And everybody needs to know that, you know, that the membership has been very, very helpful, very, very supportive. I've had enormous amount of comments and calls for me, supporting me in this whole thing, and it means a lot. It means a lot. I've had, the Dolls were in this cabin last week, and, you know, I mean, it just means so much, and he, you know, just tells me how much he appreciates and the things he's seen and happening. And I want you guys to know that as of right now, we're trying to do this, but I'm torn between finding somebody to live here in the wintertime versus finding somebody to come in here about March and start living here and do it again. And then in the wintertime, Brent would take care of the animals. We would get everything together. He would do a lot of the stuff. I would only have to come up once or twice a month, you know, and do it that way rather than trying to, you know, we brought Taylor's crew, his fencing crew, we brought them up. We spent about $1,200 just in their week, you know, having them work and doing and stuff, trying to bring things back up. And what I'm trying to say is I took the money that normally I would have been paying a caretaker and that's what we paid them, you know. And I've done the same thing with Brent. I paid him out of what I would have normally taken as a caretaker, you know. And so what I'm trying to say is that if the board will work with us and if they accept that idea, then I'm toying with the idea of not hiring anybody until come March, you know, and then give them March and April to get their feet wet because May is when it starts to get busy. And then, you know, they aren't up here in the cold winter. They're not up here, you know, basically not knowing anything and not being able to accomplish very much because they're not familiar with everything and not going to know what's going on. I do have a man coming at 1 o'clock today to look the job over because he wants the job real bad.
But those are the kinds of things I like to hear. The board likes to hear where the money's going, how we're making the ranch up to date, and what we're doing. So I'm just requesting if just jotting down the things that we've done so that we can have a list of those things or in the minutes or something. And I think that I was going to comment, I did go on the website and I went, whoa, the voices are there. Everything that would happened at the annual meeting were actually on there and that was fantastic. And I had a feeling that Vance Green had been part of that.
He helped Evan and he and Melinda worked together and did it. And
to make the website friendly again, as it is now, but I mean just stating some things in there as to the accomplishments that have been made. And he's helping out. He's working at the ranch.
It'd be nice to have somebody to help with that. I have
a team now. Just send her those lists that you can make. Things that need to be done when we check them out.
Anything else, Barbara?
I think that's it, Candy.
Anything else?